At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while, dial us up, email, tweet, all the above. Best and worst of the weekend. We'll give you hours coming up. Turns out Russell Wilson's speedy recovery from finger surgery in his throwing hand was only the beginning of the story. Wilson made it onto the field, but he wasn't himself in the 17-0 loss to the Packers. The Seahawks hadn't been shut out in 10 years, and now they find themselves in a tough spot at 3-6. We know the Rams are there for the long haul. I assume the Cardinals are going to be there for the long haul. I think San Francisco is probably going to play the spoiler role for the second half of the season, but Seahawks offense had no rhythm. Their defense played pretty well, which gives Seattle hope, but they have some winnable games coming up as they try to get back into playoff contention. And next week, they face the Cardinals, who have their own health issues at quarterback with Kyler Murray. All we know for sure in Seattle is if Russell Wilson can't return to Pro Bowl form, it's not going to be for the lack of effort there. They talked about his rehab schedule where he was rehabbing 19 hours a day, which I don't know if it's physically possible, because rehabbing means that you're active. Now, you can have devices on you when you're sleeping. That's not considered rehabbing. But Russ, of course, went 19 hours each day rehabbing, as only Russ could. This sounds like something that J.J. Watt would be able to do. Yeah, Paul.
J.J.'s rehabbing 25 hours a day. Google it.
But yeah, when Russ came out and said that he's rehabbing, you know, maybe he's got therapy or whatever it might be, but I don't know if it's rehabbing 19 hours. Maybe there's some stimulation on his finger when you're sleeping, but Russ was able to play. Didn't look good yesterday, but he's not alone with that Seattle team. Yes, McLovin.
How does he have time to sleep, study the playbook? And no wonder he played badly. The dude was exhausted, had no idea what the plays were.
Peacock is the exclusive place to binge the first three seasons of Yellowstone. See the show everybody's talking about, the Dutton family on Yellowstone. Go to PeacockTV.com, start streaming today. Poll question from the first hour, and are we carrying it over to the second hour?
First hour was worst loss of the weekend. Texas runs away with it. Second place, the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Texas losing to Kansas. What? They were like 31-point favorites?
Yeah, 31.
Where does that rank in biggest upsets in recent memory in college football? 31 is a big number, obviously. But, you know, it was one of those where Kansas didn't go away. And you keep thinking, all right, you're Texas. Act like it. That was devastating. And even Steve Sarkisian after the game goes, I don't know, maybe they've tuned me out. No, that's not a good thing to hear. You just got there. They can't be tuning you out. Yeah, Paulie.
It's such a bad loss. Like, Florida almost lost to Samford.
They gave up 42 points in the first half.
Right, but they didn't lose it. They still, it's an that's a horrible win by Florida football. But they didn't lose the game. Texas, it's okay to have a team like Kansas stay in the game. But at the end, you still got to get the W.
What are we going with second okay. hour?
His question really for you.
Okay.
Are the Tennessee Titans the team to beat in the AFC?
I can't argue with what they've done, but they've done it in a way that I didn't think was possible. I like the defense, but I thought the offense with, you know, they were going to have Julio Jones, and now they got two really good wide receivers and you got a really good running back. Well, you don't have Julio Jones and you don't have Derrick Henry, but they're still winning. And granted, they barely held on to, you know, win that game, but they still won that game. Titans have won six in a row, five straight over teams that made the playoffs last year. Bills, Chiefs, Colts, Rams, Saints. Second team ever to achieve that feat. Last team to do it was the 2003 Philadelphia Eagles.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
They're a good team. They got a really good coach, and I thought the Saints were going to win that game going into it. Just had a feeling that the Saints were going to win it. And they had a chance, but the Titans are winning these games, and they're winning against quality opponents, and they're winning in a variety of ways. But do I think they're the best team in the AFC? Like, I have to say they are right now because they've beaten all the other teams in the AFC. It feels like everybody has an off week. You know, Kansas City has a couple off weeks. Buffalo had an off week against Jacksonville. This is a team that has been the most consistent team in football. Do I think they're the team to beat? No. I expect Kansas City to come back. Buffalo is going to be a tough out in the postseason. But you start to look, everybody's got a chance. I think there are four or five teams right now that are more than two games out of first place or out of a playoff spot. I mean, that's pretty incredible so far. And you got Niners and the Rams coming up tonight. Yeah, McLovin.
Another question off what you just said. Have the Chiefs officially figured things out?
I don't know. It feels like the media will be off this topic this week. Now, when they play Dallas, if they struggle, then that'll be a big topic at this point next week. I'm going to give the Chiefs a bye week from criticism. There are certain teams that you give them a bye week. I'm giving them a bye week. Cowboys get a bye week. Now they face each other next weekend. Packers get a bye week. You know, Rodgers didn't play that well, but he didn't need to. Like, that's the interesting part and maybe the scary part. Packers, that defense isn't fully assembled. And they looked really good. That's a good defense, probably a top five defense. If you couple that with what we think Rodgers is going to be like second half of the season, can you get home field advantage? Will it be a true home field advantage if you get to the NFC title game where the weather does factor in? You know, then it's maybe a different story there. Yeah, Paulie.
What's the opposite of a bye week for criticism? Because last week the Browns got a bye week, and they got rid of the person who was to blame for any of their issues. But now they lose by a million points.
Well, Buccaneers don't get a bye week. You know, Buccaneers are on the front page, front burner here, and rightfully so. Because sometimes, you know, the approach we have is, when you have these discussion debate shows, is this about Kansas City? Is this about the Raiders? Okay, you can make it about both because it is. It's a referendum on the Raiders being the Raiders, and they normally do this. It's don't go too far one way or another. Where you go, I know exactly how this team is going to be, who they are, what they are, because it's week to week. The only team that you can say, okay, I have a good idea who they are the Titans, and you're still not sure who they are, but they win. And that's what I think should stand out above all else, but you get style points. And we want to see you win in a way that we can understand, we can comprehend. Oh, man, their offense is so good, or their defense is so good. You don't know that with the Titans, because you watch them and you go, hey, somehow get it done. And they do it against quality opponents. All right, so what's poll question for the second hour?
Okay, a couple more questions. What's the most exciting addition? Cam Newton in Carolina, Odell Beckham Jr. in L.A., or Von Miller in L.A.? What are people most fired up about?
Well, they're going to be fired up about Odell. He's not going to play that much. Maybe return some punts. But, you know, you got to kind of ease him in there. Cam is fun just because he's Cam. He's must-see TV. Came out of nowhere. Like, if I said last week, hey, by the way, Cam's going to account for a couple of touchdowns and Carolina's going to blow out Arizona, you're going to go, what? First of all, he's not employed. Second of all, he's going to play. And he came in, first play, ran for a touchdown. Next play, threw for a touchdown. It feels like Odell Beckham because we keep thinking he's going to be what he once was. We know Cam can't be what he once was, but he's still fun to be able to watch. Von Miller might be the most important addition if he's able to play at what we think is a normal level, Pro Bowl level. But you have him and Aaron Donald and that defense and Jalen Ramsey. Like, he could be the most important ingredient for a team with a bigger picture of winning a Super Bowl. Because Carolina's not going to win a Super Bowl. Maybe don't even go to the playoffs. But I would say Von Miller, when he's healthy, could have a bigger impact here. The Amic Club.
I don't understand why all of a sudden Cam Newton has a chance to win the job long-term, according to ESPN. Like, why did they wait till now to sign him? They could have signed him millions of times before.
I don't know who they were actually competing with. But, you know, you gave Sam Darnold every opportunity here. And they're still paying Teddy Bridgewater, I think. I saw the number of the amount of money that they've invested since Cam Newton, and it's like $60 million. And you're going, why? And then you go, who could solve this mess? Cam Newton, he could come in and help us. And you're going, all right, come on in. I thought it was sort of a, hey, we did you wrong. Come on in for a victory lap. Let's let you play. But if you're moving forward and Cam's 32, you know, that the couple of shoulder surgeries, you just don't come back from that. And he wasn't an accurate passer to begin with. I think he's fascinating to watch. But if you're looking at, are we going to waste Christian McCaffrey here? That, you know, the second contract, and, you know, while we try to figure this out, you know, we go back to the draft and we all thought, take Justin Fields. You know, let's go get something started, something unique. And, you know, they decided that Sam Darnold, they were going to try him after getting rid of Teddy Bridgewater. And now you bring in Cam Newton. But it feels like that's an 8-9 season waiting to happen. Yeah, Paulie.
It does seem going with the mid-career, mid-level quarterback is going away fast. Like, the Bears went with Andy Dalton for a second, but the fans don't want that. Do you think the Lions fans are happy they didn't take a quarterback right now and try Jared Goff out? Sam Darnold, all these guys, even, you know, maybe a high-end one would be Jameis down in with the Saints. It worked pretty well for a while, but everyone wants to hit the reset button.
Well, I don't know if any of these guys are, you know, the long-term solution. I mean, the Patriots realized that Cam didn't have anything left, and they knew that. But Belichick knows it sooner than others do. He's got a great track record of, we're going to get rid of you early than late. And they went all in on Mac Jones. Mac Jones beat out Cam Newton. They said, Cam, we don't need you. You know, the Niners with Jimmy Garoppolo, it doesn't matter what he does this year. You've already gone all in on Trey Lance. What Carolina's doing with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold might be a backup next year. Jared Goff might be a backup. Garoppolo might be with another team. Out of all of those quarterbacks, he might be the one guy who could start someplace else, because I don't think that there's that bad taste in your mouth. With Garoppolo, you just go, well, he can't stay healthy, but he does win games. And if that's what you want, your logic for bringing in Jimmy Garoppolo, then go ahead. I mean, he might be, you know, a Kirk Cousins type. Maybe not as good as Kirk Cousins.
Wow.
Well, I'm not a Garoppolo fan. I don't know. I just don't see anything where I go, okay, there's magic there. But, you know, what you see with the Vikings, they're in every game. I gave you the stat last hour. The only team in the league to lead by at least 7 points at some point in every single game this season. And still, they have a losing record. But Kirk D. Cousins put up, you know, he's put up pretty good numbers here. Quarterback rating on the road, over 100, six consecutive games. That's rare. Yeah, McLovin.
Is there a formula to win with Cam Newton where you just run the ball, play amazing defense, which they have, and eke out wins? Look at their schedule. Washington, Miami, Atlanta coming up next. That's possible to be 9-8 getting the playoffs or something?
Well, you can't change Cam. This is who he is. At age 32 and his surgeries, it's not like you go, we can count on him to be a precise passer. Not going to happen. Okay, does he still have mobility? Then let's use it the best we can. I'm going to use your strength, not try to, you know, take chances with your weaknesses here. I would just say, Cam, make plays. That's it. Just make plays. Yeah, McLovin.
And you're not worried about him getting hurt.
No.
So he's a little more effective as a runner than he used to be.
Kirk Cousins is the sixth player in NFL history with at least two touchdown passes and a passer rating of over 100 in seven consecutive road games. That ties him with Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Tony Romo, Aaron Rodgers, and Carson Palmer, who will join us coming up next hour. Our buddy's Twiddle. Yes, Paul.
Kirk Cousins' career stats are surprisingly good. Now, remember, he didn't even play his first 3 years.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Because that will be a reason why people will stay in their car, because you're going to give them some Kirk Cousins stats.
Can I apologize now?
Yes. And we'll hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up as well. It's 15 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. It is amazing. Discover matches all the time. Do I sound like Oprah when I do that?
It's amazing.
It's my book club.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. By the way, Lady O was interviewing Adele last night. Love Adele. Discover, and it's accepted 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Make sure you go to danpatrick.com, go to the DP Show store. We got you hooked up for the holidays. Order now. We got the calendars, t-shirts, hoodies. We got the official Dan Patrick Show puzzle, Penny's Bang biscuits. We got jerky and Todd, and that's not the same thing. We have jerky, and then we have Todd's Limerick greeting cards. You can go to danpatrick.com. And explore. Yes, Paulie.
What is this puzzle? Is it a picture and it's now into pieces?
Yeah, that's how you have a puzzle.
Right, but what is the picture of?
I believe we have two versions of the puzzle.
Okay.
Both studio shots.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I had no idea what the picture was. It's cool.
All right. Let me see. The Howard Bison were 45.5-point underdogs against UNLV, and that was in 2017. The Howard Bison, they ended up, that's a Cam Newton's brother played in that game. Stanford was a 40.5-point underdog against USC in 2007. Syracuse, a 37-point underdog against Louisville in 2007. Temple was a 35.5-point underdog against Virginia Tech in 1998. Was that Michael Vick? Texas State Bobcats were 35-point underdogs against the Houston Cougars. That was 2012. So I'm guessing that Kansas didn't make this list, McLovin, of the biggest.
Well, this was written before that game, and they 31, I think. So they would be right around 10. 10 was 32 points, so they're right there.
North Texas, the Mean Green, plus 32 against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. That was back in 1997. So I wondered where Kansas would be on that list of great upsets.
So it looks like right 10A, yeah. Right behind that.
Yeah. All right, a little more best and worst phone calls here, 877-3DP-SHOW. Oh, Paulie's got his Kirk Cousins stats.
Buckle up. All right, Kirk Cousins in 10 seasons has 208 touchdown passes, 30,000 yards, and only 86 picks. How many quarterbacks in NFL history started out their career the first 10 seasons with 30,000 plus yards, 200 plus TD passes, fewer than 100 interceptions?
Well, Aaron Rodgers, definitely.
And yes, and he missed his first three seasons, basically, like Kirk did.
Russell Wilson Jr. the third.
Correct.
The third quarterback to have at least 30,000 yards.
You got Kirk, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and
200 plus touchdown passes, fewer than 100 interceptions. The 100 interceptions is what's...
That's pretty high-end stuff.
Tricky. Matt Ryan.
No, Matt Ryan was close. Tom Brady.
Oh.
So the great start quarterbacks, the names you'd expect, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Kirk Cousins, and Aaron Rodgers.
And he'll somehow get another new contract here, right? Yeah, McLovin.
Are they going to run this party back again?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is Zimmer going to still be the coach?
I have no idea. I have no idea. You watch that team and you feel like they're not the same team, but they're sort of the same team when you watch them play. But the defense looked pretty good. You know, they put a lot of pressure on Justin Herbert yesterday. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, I mean, the Chargers and the Vikings, they could have switched uniforms yesterday and played each other. They're exactly the same.
Yeah. We just keep waiting for the Chargers to be something more. Remember, first month of the season, like, oh, my God, they should have beaten the Cowboys. And, man, that's a fun team, and it's explosive, and you got weapons. You got a young coach, a defensive-minded coach, and here they come. Yeah. No, maybe not so fast. Yes, Todd.
That's like the Heartbreak Bowl. You get a sponsor for it. The teams that look like they're going to do something, they find a way to lose at the last minute by less than 7 points.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Here is Aaron Rodgers after yesterday's performance on getting ready for yesterday's game.
Not ideal for sure, you know, being on Zoom all week. The best thing for me to be prepared is to be able to repeat the plays and practice and then the walkthroughs. You're hearing them two or three or four times and it becomes kind of second nature. You can almost finish the sentence for Matt. Today, like I told him, pregame was going to be more Ron Burgundy-ish where, you know, sometimes I just got to repeat exactly what's being said verbatim, kind of feel my way through some of the plan. But yeah, not ideal for sure. It'd be nice to go through a full week next week.
With one game yet to be played, that's tonight, the Niners and Rams, Week 10 currently has an average margin of victory of 19 points, the largest average margin of victory in any week since Week 7 of 2009 when the average margin of victory was 20.3 points per game.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day.
Let's go around the room. Best and worst of the weekend. I'm going to start back left with Todd.
Best of the weekend, I'm going with the Mississippi State Bulldogs. They trailed 28-3 late in the first half, came all the way back to beat number 17 Auburn, 43-34. Quarterback Will Rogers throws for 6 touchdown passes. Worst of the weekend, we mentioned it earlier in the show, Texas losing an OT 57-56 to Kansas, which had been 1-8 this season. The Jayhawks had lost 56 straight conference road games since 2008. Putting that in perspective, Alabama has won 6 national titles since Kansas last won a conference game on the road.
Okay.
How about that?
I like that. McLovin, best and worst.
Best, obvious. I have to get to this before everyone else says. Dartmouth College beats Georgetown basketball in the season opener. Georgetown, who was the Big East winner last year. I have no idea how that happened. I don't think we've ever been to the NCAA tournament. My other best is going to be Taylor Swift 10-minute song on Saturday Night Live with the re-release of Red. My girls played it over and over again the weekend. The song about their breakup with Jake Gyllenhaal, I'm all in. That's all I'll say.
Okay. I drove to Maine on Saturday. I drove for 4.5 hours. I listened to Taylor Swift for 4.5 hours going to Maine.
And?
Loved it. Loved it. You know, she's got her version now. She's re-recording all of her hits. And the 10-minute version where she calls out Jake Gyllenhaal is epic, epic surgery there by Tay-Tay. Yes, yes, Seton.
What's so crazy about that is Jake Gyllenhaal dated her for like 2.5 months.
Yeah.
And 10 years later, there's a 10, that was 10 years ago or something, like maybe even longer than that.
No, it's 10 years.
2.5 months they dated. That's it.
Yeah.
And it's now 10 years later, it's been made into a whole other thing where people are going back through it and he's like, yeah, that's what you get for skipping her 21st birthday party, Jake, 10 years ago. Oh, my God.
But I think he bought her a $100,000 bracelet. That's pretty good in a 2-month time frame. But I don't know if you're going to write a song about a $100,000 bracelet, but you're going to call out Jake Gyllenhaal. Yes, McClellan.
Do you think Jake Gyllenhaal is upset now, even though it was 10 years ago, or is this water under the bridge? I think like he's probably like enjoys this. I don't think it's terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't care. And if I'm immortalized by somebody like that in a song, unless it's something that, you know, is not horrible, that it's just, all right, I was not a good dude, or I didn't pay you enough attention, or, you know, whatever it is, I misled you. All right, just make sure it's a hit. Yes, Eden.
But people hold on to other people dating much longer than they really need to. You know what I mean? Like that girl from that band Paramore, right? Hayley Williams. When they first broke, she was dating the guitar player. And then they broke up. And now 20 years later, or you know, 15 years later, people are still like, you broke his heart and broke up the band or whatever. She's like, I was 16. I'm 30 years old now. Like, leave me alone. I was 16 years old. Why do you care so much about this?
Hey, people are still trying to defend, you know they got Jennifer Aniston's back with what happened with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Like, yeah, hey, karma, man. You know, and you're like, right. It's a long time ago.
Her reaction to that was,
Seton has a problem with Jennifer Aniston's acting. All of a sudden, you have a problem with Jennifer Aniston in the morning show. What, McLovin?
But Ben and J-Lo give hope to all these celebrity couples that someday they'll get back together. Love happens, Dan. Yeah. Don't turn your back on it.
Yeah. What time?
Now, did Jake Gyllenhaal have a valid reason? Was he on a movie set? Was that in the song anywhere? Because I'm not familiar with the song. Why he didn't show up to her 21st birthday party, why that was such a big deal.
I don't
that
care.
That she'd have to make a song about how...
She makes a song about everybody. Anybody she dated. I mean, that just shows you. If you're in for 2 months, you got a song. And, you know, most of those, you know, didn't end well. Yes, McLovin.
I have some thoughts, actually.
Okay. All right.
So he was 30 at the time and she was 20. That 10-year difference is not good emotionally at that point. If he was 40 and she was 30, it'd be fine. But I don't think 30 and 20, he's like, you have no life experience. We can't date anymore. We have nothing to talk about. That's what I took from the song.
Okay, but why did he start dating with her? It's not like he went, oh my God, how old are you?
Well, she's Taylor Swift. You know, I can see why he started dating her.
Yeah. I mean, who cares about Jake Gyllenhaal and his dating life? I don't.
Seemingly the rest of the world, though.
Yeah, they all the people who are Taylor Swift fans.
And you know what? For 4.5 hours, you did care.
Yeah. Oh, well, I love listening to Taylor.
Window open, singing along?
No. I'm just by myself. Just my thoughts, previous girlfriends, that if I wrote songs about them breaking my heart, if you know, would they be hit songs?
Haters
know?
Gonna hate. Players gonna hate.
Shake it off, Taylor. She has a line in there about Jake Gyllenhaal where she says something about, I get older, but your girlfriends stay the same age. So he's
the old Wooderson line.
Yes. Yeah. Dazed and Confused.
I was there. I remember it. I was there.
But I guess Jake is dating a 25-year-old right now. So, Tay's in love, you know? Like, just move on.
Oh, I'm sure that'll last.
No, she'd been going out with this guy for like 3 years. I mean, that's an eternity with Tay. She's dating an actor. It's a British actor. Joe Alwyn, something like that.
Yeah, she loves British guys. Hiddleston, Calvin Harris, like all these guys.
Harry Styles. Went out with him for a little while. Yes, Todd.
She goes on too many dates. That's what people say. That's what people say.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Couple of phone calls there after our brief interlude. Yeah, so I went all the way up to Maine, and I spent the day, and I actually met up with the Maine Cabin Masters guys, said hello to them, had a beer with them, and then came back, stayed in Portland, Maine, which is
a great city. Yeah,
great. Did you hit the streets a little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had a couple of beers up there. Had some peepers, some Maine peepers.
There you go.
Nice, on tap. Love that. And on the way back, I listened to the Brothers Osborne the entire trip back. So Taylor going...
Ironically, all songs about Jake Gyllenhaal, too.
They talked about the breakup with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Really amazing. And ironic. Just kidding. You guys have no idea who the Brother Osbornes are.
I like them. They're good.
They write some hits. And the lead singer sounds like Shay from Irving. If Shay from Irving could sing, he would sound like the lead singer. Maybe he can sing. Yes, McLovin.
Is this going to go down as the Kirk Cousins, Taylor Swift segment? Is that what we're doing here? We started with Kirk Cousins. How you got here, I have no idea.
Well, You know what? When we submit this and we win the sports Emmy, yeah, then who's going to be laughing?
Yeah, then those haters.
Yeah, they're going to hate. Paulie, best and worst of the weekend?
Of course, Army football, Dan. 63-10 over your Bucknell Bison. Mm. Army football, you know they like to run the ball? Guess how many people carried the ball for Army on Saturday?
11.
18 different people carried the ball. How do you have 18 ball carriers on a roster? And then the worst of the weekend. This is tough because I like the program. Indiana Hoosiers lost 38-3 to Rutgers, which, what a terrible departure.
What happened to our Hoosiers?
I don't know. They're 2-8. They're 0-7 in the conference.
Damn.
Indiana lost to Rutgers. Last year, Indiana football beat Penn State. They beat Michigan. They beat Michigan State. They barely lost to Ohio State, and they beat Wisconsin. And less than a year later, we're here. I really don't know what's going on.
Eric in South Dakota. Hi, Eric. Best and worst of the weekend.
First time, long time. 6'1", 187. Best and best and best of the weekend. FCS action. South Dakota Coyotes with a Hail Mary touchdown with 1 second left to beat arch rival, the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. We're going to the playoffs, Dan. It's been too long.
Did you have anything else?
Yeah, I'm just a little roughed up from the weekend, but that's it. There's no worse to the weekend after that.
All right. Well, thank you, Eric.
Thanks.
Yeah. My brother actually went to South Dakota, played football at South Dakota. But South Dakota State loses in a Hail Mary there. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, it was like a 65-yard Hail Mary, and it got tipped around the two. And then the guy from the Coyotes grabbed it.
Yes, Todd.
That was a good, like, Marge Simpson Sisters impersonation he just did. Hey, did you see the South Dakota State game? You got to divorce that homie guy.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Barry in Long Island. Hey, Barry.
Good morning, fellas. The best of the weekend and the worst of the weekend are actually the same thing. The quarterback, formerly known as Mike Effin' White, showed us what he is. And so that brings us to the best of the weekend, which is now we can go back to developing future bust Zach Wilson.
All right. Barry, by the way, gave us a great quote last week. Seton, that quote from Barry was,
I do what I want, when I want, if I want. Did I have that right, Barry?
I do what I want, when I want, if I want. And the if should be in capitals. And if you're going to make a T-shirt, I have something for the back.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Human interaction is highly overrated.
Okay. How long have you been single?
61 years.
Oh, okay. Are you going wire to wire?
Oh, yeah. At this point, what's the point?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Barry.
Oh, yeah.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, Fritzy, after the show, after Barry calls, and then Fritzy's talking about Barry off the air, and really got in a little too deep for Barry and his situation there, Todd.
I was trying to picture what's going on. It sounds on the surface all well and good, and you're doing your own thing and everything, but then I started thinking about my life and our lives, and, you know, there's something to be said for, you know, being a, you know, having a relationship and married and kids and stuff like that. It comes with its drawbacks too, I guess, but it just sounded like kind of a lonely existence. But if he's happy and he can kind of come and go as he pleases, if he comes and goes as he pleases.
What about intimacy?
I know.
What about intimacy? What about connection? I can't possibly imagine how anyone could go through life without any type of intimacy.
Anniversaries, of your first date, and we were at this restaurant together.
And I said to Todd, I said, lighten up. Like you got so serious. Like you were worried about Barry and the intimacy and making a connection.
Especially on a Friday, I got way too deep trying to put myself in his shoes. And it's not all as happy and wonderful as he tries to project.
What
it to
a
me.
Legend Barry is.
Yeah, Paul.
And Perloff overcompensated, said Fritzy's overcompensating by saying how much he loves, you know, the lifestyle of a dad and husband because he really wants the Barry life.
Yes,
you know what? There's something to be said for that.
I didn't want to sell Todd out, but he actually had a pro-con list next to his computer on Friday afternoon. Barry versus his life.
Selling me out,
You
man.
Know what? I don't even know Barry's life, but Barry's probably got a better life than Todd does. Yeah.
He sounds like he's very happy.
Even with your love connection with your wife and, you know, the children and the anniversaries and all those things, I'd probably still opt for Barry's life.
Yeah, you know, that's probably not that inaccurate. there's little bumps in the road that you got to get past.
Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rams 3.5-point favorites tonight against San Francisco. Peter King joined us in the first hour and said probably a handful of plays for Odell Beckham Jr., maybe 10 to 20. There was also talk maybe he returns punts as well, something he did in college. You're not alone if you didn't realize that an NFL game could end in a tie. Here's Najee Harris, the Steelers running back.
I didn't know you could even tie in the NFL. I was sitting on the bench ready, saying to myself, I got another quarter to go, but I guess somebody came to me and said, that's it. And so I ain't never had to tie in my life before. But
why do you admit that? You go back to Donovan McNabb. Wasn't he the first guy came out and said, I didn't know it could end in a tie? Here's your quarterback. I didn't know it could end in a tie. Yes,
we saw a quote on Twitter. He goes, well, that's going to be a big problem when we get to the Super Bowl or the playoffs. That's what Donovan said in the same quote. He's like, this tithing, wait till the Super Bowl. We'll see what the people think about that.
Oh, you're the quarterback and you don't know. And then in the playoffs, you think that you can end in a tie. Whew. But that's a must-lie situation if you're Najee Harris. You don't sit there and go, hey, we got another quarter to play. No, you don't. Ball game. Yeah, Paul.
You guys are all pretty cool with the NFL overtime system, aren't you?
Yeah.
Both teams get the ball generally.
I like sudden death. If you score, you score. A field goal, touchdown, doesn't matter. Okay. If you get to that point, then that's why it's called sudden death. It's not sudden death overtime anymore. Yeah, McLovin.
What if the game keeps going, though, and it's like you get through 15 minutes and no one scores? Are you okay with a tie there? Because my fear, if you keep playing like a half hour, then those teams are both going to get slaughtered the following week.
I mean, you could have a shootout where you have field goals, where you start at the 50-yard line. That might be interesting. But, you know, they're trying not to prolong these games. But, you know, that's why they say, all right, you got 10 minutes, try to settle this. If you can't, then it's a tie. Charles in California. Hey, Charles, best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Great, Charles. What's on your mind?
We're best is the overtime game with the Lions and Steelers. That was the most entertaining football I think it was just hilarious to watch. The worst of the weekend is I need to correct the field goal commentary earlier. The longest field goal is 69 yards by O. Johannesson, and it happened on the fall of 1976. And what happened was Tony Franklin broke the record at 65 yards. Hmm. And then about 12 minutes later, he broke the record again at 67 yards. And then about 15 minutes after that, all on the same day, O.B. Johansson kicked a 69-yarder. I was there, and a 69-yarder takes a long time to get there.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Charles, for clearing that up. Michael in Arizona. Hey, Mike, best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning. I had a couple bests a couple weeks ago. I went to the Formula One at Coda in Austin, and then I went to Mexico City for that race. And the worst, I don't know what's going to happen because I'm a Niners season ticket holder. And talk to me tomorrow. And, you know, your music choice, come on, Taylor Swift for 4 hours. I'm a Genesis fan. So what do you think about Genesis? And I'll let you go and have a great rest of the week.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. I love. And, you know, Genesis was a great band. Yeah, Paulie.
Good luck topping that call the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Genesis.
Yes, McLeod.
I think he was more the later pop Genesis.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Like Abacab?
How dare you, Andrew? Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah.
What was the, and then Mike and the Mechanics was a spinoff. Yeah. Remember, they had a couple of hits?
Yeah.
Oof.
Look, don't denigrate Taylor Swift. You can promote Genesis if you want. You can like what you like without, you know, making fun of my music choice. My Taylor. Yes, McLovin.
It's not like Phil Collins is like the ultimate example of a masculine rock superstar.
Yeah, but they had Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins in Genesis. That's pretty good. But didn't they have Three Sides Live? They had a double album and Three Sides were live. But Lamb Lies Down on Broadway is one of my... Or Carpet Crawlers. That's a good song, too, by Genesis. Does Phil Collins always... Is he always going to be known for In the Air Tonight? Like, that no matter what he does, he'll always be known for one song. All right? I'm guessing. And that's not a bad song to be known for. It's one of the great songs of all time. Yeah, McLovin.
Yes, who are some other artists like that? Lionel Richie, it was just the 30th year anniversary of Dancing on the Ceiling.
That's not a good song.
That's his song, though.
I know.
That's a good song.
No, but In the Air Tonight, that's one of the great rock songs of all time.
That's a hot take.
It is. No, In the Air Tonight is a... It doesn't matter if you know Phil Collins, you like Phil Collins, you cannot deny that song. But... Dancing on the Ceiling next to In the Air Tonight? Yeah, Paulie.
Rolling Stone magazine, top 10 Phil Collins songs all time. In the Air Tonight, number one. Against All Odds, number two. Mm. I Don't Care Anymore, number three. That's a good song.
Mm.
Easy Lover. Fritzy, you like that?
Oh, very nice.
That's Fritzy's. Take Me Home, Another Day in Paradise.
Yeah.
It's a studio number seven.
Studio.
You Can't Hurry Love. I know it was a remake. That was pretty strong.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, You Can't Hurry Love. Come on. That's even softer than Taylor Swift. Remember he was bopping around doing, no way.
Wait, it's soft rock. Todd loves soft rock.
His mama said you can't hurry love. You just have to wait.
I don't know. Might take a minute or two. You can hurry love. Yes, McLovin.
Okay, the weakest song by great artists of all time is Dancing in the Streets when David Bowie and Mick Jagger did it.
That one's tough. That one's deep.
We can't.
I mean, it's too soon with David passing. What's the Harlem Shuffle? What's another one that Jagger did? Yeah, McLovin.
Sometimes I catch Seton watching that video with Mick Jagger and just laughing hysterically.
It's painful.
They do this thing where they go face to face.
Yeah, it's painful.
You're David Bowie and Mick. What the hell are you guys doing?
It looks like an exercise video.
That one's rough. Yeah, that like they're jazzercising.
They got their big baggy pants on with pleats. Yep. They're like dancing around with each other. What the hell are you guys doing?
That one's tough. That one's tough.
Rebel.
I know. Ziggy Stardust. Yes, Pony.
You know
but they were probably thinking to themselves, I'm David Bowie. I'm Mick Jagger. We could do no wrong. And together, we could really do no wrong.
And they did wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Bill in Tampa. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Great, Bill.
Okay, I have two best of the weekend, but I also want to make a comment about In the Air Tonight. I think most people of my age remember In the Air Tonight from Miami Vice.
Yeah, yeah.
My first best of the week is Bruce Arians' fourth quarter clock management. Mm. My second best of the week is Riverboat Ron having so much confidence in his defense that he didn't even go for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, but then, you know, it was a smart decision because you just don't want to give the ball back to Brady. And if he scores a touchdown, which, you know, odds are that he probably would, even though he didn't look good in that game at all. And they put it out of reach. You know, worst case scenario is Brady down four has to go 99 yards. And your defense had played extremely well. All right, 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Who knows what we're going to talk about next hour? Carson Palmer is going to join us. More phone calls as well. Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, McLovin, yours truly here on the Dan Patrick Show. Close out hour two with Simply Safe Home Security. Best home security system of 2021, as noted by U.S. News & World Report. We love Simply Safe because it's everything you need to make your home safe. Indoor, outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored by around-the-clock trained professionals who send help the instant you need it. Now, you can customize the system for your home online. It'll take minutes, and then you get it delivered right to your home or your office. Simply Safe, biggest discounts of the year. You can start your complete home security system at just over $100. There's no long-term contracts or commitments. It's really an easy way to start feeling a little bit more peace of mind. Take advantage of Simply Safe's early Black Friday deals. You'll get 50% off your new home security system. Make sure you visit simplysafedan.com. Once again, there's no contracts to sign. There's no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople, and it's the best home security system of 2021. SimplySafeDan.com for 50% off your entire system.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.